Mr. Fletcher, another question on the, in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that the, you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own, that not only does it exist, but that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
That's all right, but I just want to repeat before I turn to
question. So, yes, but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans.
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans. And to control the rest.
Yes, sir. And that's my belief.
All right, guys. Welcome in. Welcome back. Figure I'd jump on here for a little bit. Check out some of the news going on. We got the solar flare coming in. We'll check that out. Already blasting us. Look at the, take this off for a second. So really don't got a whole lot of, we don't have no bad weather going on. Just few winter weather advisories, a winter storm way up there in Maine. And a bunch of flood warnings, not warnings, but flood. Yeah, flood warnings, some flood watches. Solar winds dropped down a little bit. It's down to 425.7. So where'd it go here? Strong X2 class solar flare erupted on the 17th, producing an X2 solar flare. Radiation from the flare ionized the top of the Earth's atmosphere, causing a shortwave radio blackout over America's. Mariners, aviators, ham radio operators have noticed loss of signal effects below 30 megahertz on the frequencies. And then a long duration flare also launched from a solar tsunami. The U.S. Air Force has reported a Type 2 solar radio burst coming from the tsunami. The drift rate of the burst suggests a shock speed greater than 24,000 kilometers a second, which is 5.4 million miles an hour. Solar tsunamis, Type 2 radio bursts are closely linked to CMEs. Should expect to see one emerging from this blast site. Like how they're wording that, man. The blast site. 10 fireballs. Yeah, it's even making mainstream news. Let's go ahead and get out of that. Let's check out some articles here. Solar storm speeding towards Earth could affect radio GPS signals on Friday. Massive explosion was spotted on the sun on Wednesday. Now astronomers are keeping a close eye on how that may impact us in the coming days. So we got one more day of this stuff coming in. Issued a G1, G2 moderate geomagnetic storm watch from the 16th to 18th. Continuing effects from the mass ejection, blah, blah, blah. Vivid auroras expected this week due to the recent solar flare. We could also expect some ionospheric stuff going on there. The G2 level storm could affect high latitude power systems by triggering voltage alarms, and long duration storms could cause damage to transformers. In addition, corrective actions may be necessary for spacecraft orbiting Earth. radio GPS could be affected. Anybody have anything? I wasn't driving today, so I don't know. Didn't use it. Oh, man, I closed that. Dang it. Hold on. Now, we just reported on an asteroid hitting over in Europe. Now, we got this panic throughout the city. Possible meteorite rocks Texas region. Officials investigate. They're investigating a suspected meteor hit the South Texas this week. They reported an explosion and shook their homes. Chief of Police in Mission, Texas, told reporters Thursday on Wednesday evening officials were inundated with calls describing a large explosion, home shaking around 5:30 Central Time near the border. I bet everybody down there thought, you know, here we go, something blowing up. No report to injuries or property stuff. Says about 2 feet in diameter. Trying to see if they say. So we've been getting just crazy hit with all this stuff. Like I was trying to film the, I'm trying to film Orion right now. I couldn't get my telescope to align. But like every single picture I took, I mean, I got it going now, but like every picture I took, I got crap flying through here. I mean, every time I try to film Orion, this is part of Orion, I'm filming the flame and the Horsehead Nebula. But that's not a plane. No running lights or different heights. And then every time I film this, man, I get just crap flying through. Every single time. Like, why is it mainly Orion? Like, almost every single picture. So there's one right there, a little meteor or something. Whatever they are. So now it's right there. Big long streak. Crisscross pattern. Like, every picture was ruined anyway. But it's not tracking right. Another X marks the sky. Every picture, man. Something flying through here. See if we catch a plane or anything. Just more meteors. A little bit of aerosols. Yeah, there's. You guys probably can't see that. They're flying in here. Over here, I'll let this picture load. It's a raw image file, so it takes a long time to load. And I'll zoom in here where you can see them. If it'll load. Man, that's taking forever to load. I mean, you can get the gist of it, man. There's just like, they're flying everywhere. The next picture, they'll be different. Here, now they're down lower. They just keep coming, man. Every time I film this area of the sky, now they're way down here. Hopefully I got it tracking. I made it do a recalibration. So let's see if I see anything big come flying through here real quick while we're looking. Yeah, okay, that was it. Till the next picture. Here's a very 9:20, so this took 2 minutes ago. Nothing flying. Oh, nope. We got something coming through. Every picture. Definitely looks like it's starting to track better. Good. All right, let me get out of that. I'm doing okay. I'm hurting a little bit tonight, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Legs are doing good. Just that tumor's hurting. I don't know if it's from the sun or I don't know what it's from working. Let me get a drink of my tea here. Yeah, I have ups and downs, man. Some days I feel fine. Some days I just hurt, like, real bad. We got multiple snowfall records fall in Colorado, including one that stood for 113 years. It's not like it's some big amount. Colorado Springs got 6 inches of snowfall, topping a 5.5 inch record that was set in 1910. Pueblo got 2.8 inches, setting a record snowfall that fell in 1965. Actually, they got it 5.6, so they broke the record, was 2.8. Alamosa, 4 inches, beating their previous record of 0.08 inches, 65. And you got parts of Colorado National Park forced to close due to too much snow. Remember the big bunker fuel ship operations for weeks that were going on in the Pacific? Yeah, the flares definitely make my body hurt too. Solar wind does. We're going to be getting these waves where it's hot and warm, just like it has been for the last few months. I don't even need to go over that. We already know. Until we see the next bunker fuel operation, it's not going to change. Targets have been set. So after this catastrophe that happened with the train, the railroad's offering $5 per residents after the derailment of the mushroom cloud. On Monday, the village of East... Wait, this is way back on February 6th. Anyway, they're saying the railroad company that was responsible did a $25,000 donation, which only adds up to $5 a person. So they just destroyed your property and your land, your water aquifers, and you get $5. It is apocalyptic, man. That stuff's going to be affecting people for decades. All the pets that were lost and will continue to go. They're hiding, you know, how bad this really was. I'm going to get into that a lot deeper probably tomorrow night. 3 tornadoes reported in Mississippi on Thursday. There was some pretty good damage. I've seen some pretty good damage over on Twitter. Prolonged ice and heavy snow aiming for the Atlantic Canada. Remember, they're getting the big blast of the polar vortex that's squeezed. Yeah, the air's been so dry, man. Like, the air's been so dry, but yeah, you got humidity, but like my nose has been bleeding and crap from it. And I never get that. What is the cap in weather? Atmospheric lid affects the storms. This ought to be good. Yeah, I already know about all that. There's something I read in this. Yeah, that's all BS. Get out of that. Beaches on Scotland's Hawaii of the North at risk after the sand was stolen. They're still in the sand, like an industrial, like grade stealing, like they're taking a lot of it. Why is the moon so yellow? It's all the particulates in the air. In fact, I'm still working on a couple pictures of the moon. And when I filmed it, it was all red looking. That's why I'm trying to fix the, get the colors right. Like now it looks all blue. So between these two, I can't get the colors dialed in. When I hit the auto balance, it just freaks it out. Now it's all yellow. That's kind of more what it looked like when I filmed it. I don't know why the colors won't really balance out. I mean, that's not too bad there, but still kind of weird looking. Anyway, they're stilling their shorelines. You'd think they could catch them, man. What the heck? We got a red tide flaring up again down in Florida. Stretches from Tampa Bay to Sinabel Island. Levels of toxic algae increase in water samples collected around Manatee and Sarasota counties this week. Found medium concentrations in 4 samples collected. 12 samples in Sarasota. In all the red tide, the red was detected a bloom concentration in 135 samples, up from 114 last week. So they're, you know, all the toxic crap draining out there. I know I can never say Saskatchewan. I don't know why. So we got, coming out of the Science Times, they want to use dead birds and re-engineer them as drones to spy on people and wildlife. More transhumanism type stuff. Fake out, head fakes. Engineers have been constructing fine-tuning robots that imitate birds to make better design for drones. In their paper, taxidermy birds as platform for flapping wing drones, bio-inspired mechanism for wildlife monitoring. But yet, where are the wildlife? This is like the Hunger Games stuff. It was presented at the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. They discussed creating new systems based on taxidermy bird parts, artificial wing configurations, to mimic the avian inspirations. So they reported on February 14th, the team technically created 2 dead bird robots. One was attached to artificial body components fused with the actual pheasant's head and feathers, while the second bird was a mechanical body fused with real pigeon wings. Like, how sneaky do they gotta get? You know, they already got the little bugs and crap with the miniature cameras. Yeah, this isn't gonna help humanity at all. Crazy people, man. We're in crazy times. Definitely end times. Forest Service to invest millions in protecting Colorado's Front Range from wildfire risk. You know, they'll get all this money. Why don't they stop the bunker fuel operations and the aerosol campaigns? So they announced last week $37 million would be spent by the U.S. Forest Service cross-jurisdictional strategic, man, I cannot talk tonight, Anyway, it's going across the Colorado's Front Range. 18.1 million invested in 2022. Not only will the additional money help protect 16,000 more acres, it will aid in projects that include hazardous fuel reduction, environmental analysis. See, this is more about the climate control. Doomsday glaciers in trouble. New research finds deep fractures under the sea ice. Now, they've already admitted this isn't caused by global warming. There's something under the river underneath is making it melt out. That's why we got that big ice chunk floating around. This article, I don't think they actually say that, like the last time when they talked about this, I found where it was saying that it was not caused by climate change. I guess I had two articles on it. I guess whichever one you read, they change it. It's the same there, but they'll change the wording. Try to see what they say here. I was scanning through to see if they are blaming it on climate change. Because they've already admitted it's not. Let's see, why is the link between Doomsday? Whoa, why'd it move? What in the world? Okay. Sea level rise is one of the most urgent climate threats. Many low-lying islands, coastal areas already experience these impacts. Really? I don't think so. All these people live on the ocean or still on the ocean. Rising seas make hurricanes and other storms more dangerous. Man, why is the article keeps moving around where it's jumping around? I don't even know where I'm at. Oh, here we go. Makes hurricanes and other storms more dangerous through higher storm surges. That would be the wind that causes storm surges. Separately, warmer ocean temperatures also mean that hurricanes suck up warmer water, holding it longer. Don't worry, they'll put more particulates in there to slow it down and make more rain. Look, if you go to any one of these monitoring systems out in the ocean, the ocean varies about 11 to 15 inches over decades, up and down, up and down. Fort Denison, Australia is where I usually, there's some good articles coming out showing that it fluctuates. And it's not really getting bigger or deeper or whatever. Yeah, I'm getting ready to talk about the Texas cyclone. No, we're getting ready to get into that cyclone, though. Yeah, I was looking at some stuff here. Oh, that's on, I can't go over that one right now. These two here I'll go over a little later. Let's go check out the hurricane. Oh, here, I wanted to show you this. So we did a live stream over on the backup channel yesterday down here in Australia. If you can see my mouse circling, we showed the antenna array right there. Now I'm back on February 5th. I want to show you these cyclones popping off. and they all pop off right here by the antenna array down here in Australia. But just watch as I go forward. So here's the first system, totally clear over the antenna array. Here's the first system forming. And here's the seventh, eighth. Look, it always stays clear right around the antenna array. We got two cyclones going. All engineered from the exact spot. So we got this cyclone, can't remember the name of that one. This is Cyclone Freddy. This is the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th. Look at that. Going perfectly straight west. And then the 17th. Perfectly straight west, man. Hurricanes, cyclones, typhoons, they don't go in a straight line, but this one's going in a straight line. We showed it last night. Like dead straight line. Like it's not veering at all. Category 4. For tons of miles. Now they got it changing again. Now they got it dropping to Category 3 for a minute. Probably an eyewall replacement. Like it should have had several of them already. This thing, look at that, just straight across. Now they're showing it direct hit on the center of Madagascar. Hitting it at a Category 3. Take a look at this thing. To me, this is like a practice run or a steering test. Go ahead and take them off. So right now it's still a Category 4. Yeah, it's definitely freaking out from yesterday. Look at it freaking out. Let's try the let me just kind of cycle through some of these. It may not show the visible figures. Oh, there it is, a little bit. Hardly nothing. We'll have to go to the RAM slider. Dang, look at that. The eye wall was, the whole storm was just a perfect circle until tonight. Look at that. It's like the whole eye wall collapses. Out the water vapor. Yeah, man, it looks like something just hit it to get it to knock it down off course. It's starting to spin out right there. See if I see any weird stuff through all these layers. Sometimes you catch some heating and stuff. Let's go ahead and check out the microwaves on it. We went through every single file yesterday, watching it run straight down this line. It's straight down the longitude line. Look at that, man. It's just perfect circle. And last night it was like, I've never seen a hurricane not do an eyewall replacement or expand, contract. And this one here, all of a sudden now tonight it's doing it, but it's not even showing it yet. Let me go to the last 24. Probably had to reload it. Yeah, this thing just don't work right for me. Try doing just the last 24 hours. All right, so where does it collapse here? It actually grew the eyewall. So this is acting really strange. It's like too commercial, like it's like too too even. Everything's not like a natural event. It's more mechanically driven, it looks like, as far as visually looking. Now we got a new, that invest has been there quite a while. We'll see if that thing kicks out and goes straight west. So anyway, pray for the people of Madagascar. They're got some kind of weird cyclone coming at them, doing weird stuff. Whoa, we got some weird stuff going on. Haven't seen one of them in a while. That's from the solar flares are affecting the microwave imagery. And that's right, pretty much right where the blackouts were hitting. Still no bunker fuel operation. I was just watching the atmospheric, kind of documenting this atmospheric river here. Power outages. Florida, we got 3,700. Pennsylvania, 33. Virginia, 31. North Carolina, 28. Kentucky, 27. So we got a lot of power outages. Wonder why so many right now. Got 1,600 in California. Let's go look at the let's look at this. Been watching this high pressure up here. I've been just waiting for them to affect that thing, and so far they haven't done anything with it. I mean, it's a big high pressure. Usually they are using these ships or the aircraft to bust off part of that to create a low pressure. So yesterday it looks like they were wiping out California. Let me go to today. We can definitely see the frequencies in the clouds, but I'm not seeing any kind of aerosols being deployed. I mean, there's, you know, one right here, but not like they're not like waxing the system yet. California is getting waxed ever since yesterday. You can see these three guys turn theirs on exactly at the same time. Turn them off at the same time. You can see the nasty color of the man-made clouds versus real clouds. All dirty looking. Big old fat liner right on the edge right here. Look how dirty that line is, all coming from the aircraft. Yeah, California is getting smoked right now. Well, these kind of look like bunker fuel ships. Or they're heavy duty smoke curtains. Wonder if I got any other layers on this. Hold on, let me see if I got a different layer. I figure out what these are. If it'll load. So we had little aerosols. I think them are just, like some little dumps they did, and they're drifting out. I don't think them are ships at all. So heavy spraying over Los Angeles, Arizona, New Mexico, parts of Texas. I noticed they did the aerosols more to the east, so the storm went more east instead of north. It should have went north a little bit more, but it didn't. It was affected. Let's go check out the aerosol programs. Yeah, it's going to take me a while to download the high resolution images from the RAM slider. I'm going to pick up all that smoke that come from that derailment. That website, man, is tough trying to download the thumbnails and stuff. Let me take these watches and warnings off so they're out of the way. Whoops, I forgot to unclick it. Yeah, I had a big operation down in the Gulf of Mexico, and then look at the storm pop off. Kind of died out when I went through Florida. Definitely see all the stuff being deployed out here. We could look at there and there. Check out this one down here. Haven't been able to look at the chat, so sorry if I'm not paying attention to it. So all man-made, these are all man-made right here, every bit of it. He knows how they turn them off and on, off and on, off and on. We could line this up with the water vapor maps and everything. They won't line up. This is being turned off and on. Look at that, every bit of that artificial X after X, line after line. Heavy over Louisiana. So the whole system's being injected with plane trails. Let's see what kind of artificial clouds we got here over Texas. Every bit of it. Nothing's natural right here. Like they're just swooping in, taking away your blue sky, different flight levels. And getting waxed over here. Look at that coming in over the Mexico, getting blasted. Let's go down here to Southern California. Man, this whole cloud deck right here is artificial. 100% all artificial. We got a fire right there? Or is that like, could be a mountains cloud seeding operation? Let me see if there's a hot spot right there. See no hot. I mean, it looks like a dust storm. So it could be steam or snow blowing off the mountain. Check another layer here. But we do have ground-based cloud seeders all over the place. Here, I even got a clip for it. If it'll work, I may have just messed up the broadcaster.
is working to make sure we get every drop of rain possible out of this storm.
We absolutely need it. As CBS2's Amy Johnson shows us, cloud seeding is now underway.
With a small pop and a puff of smoke, cloud seeding is done in the hills above Pasadena.
Well, we send up particles from the apparatus behind me that will seed the cloud. It'll go into the cloud, and this particle will be attracting water vapor inside the cloud, creating a drop of water that starts as ice, and as it falls to earth, we get heavier rain.
This is just one of 10 sites where automated high output generators, or AHOGs for short, have been set up around LA County.
Imagine it like igniting a traffic flare that is slow burning, and then the particles hit almost like incense.
The technique can produce 10 to 15% more rain.
Imagine a weak rain cloud going overhead. With the particles that are sent from the cloud seeding, it creates a heavier rainfall from the cloud that's already overhead.
But what's really coming out of those canisters?
And the active particle is a silver iodide molecule. It's pretty much microscopic once they dissipate.
The generators are actually controlled by a crew in Utah. Think of a mission control type of setting. They're able to watch exactly what's happening with the camera that's mounted here.
Before any of these canisters are triggered, we're carefully looking at the weather patterns, the wind patterns, how heavy the cloud cover is, the capacity of the reservoirs and the streams downstream.
And the clouds have to be just right for this to work.
So there you go, man. If you didn't know and you live in California and Utah and Oregon and Nevada and all them areas that's got mountains, you got ground-based cloud seeding going on. You could probably go to your local licensing department and find out when they're doing it. And it's run from a different state. So more artificial clouds for everywhere here. Let me go to the west. Let me just see if I can pick up any kind of stuff out here. Sometimes I can use, if I can't see the bunker fuel ship operations out here, which I still don't think there's any going. But I can look at it through the microphysics layer, and then you can see both. You can see the aerosols and the plane deployments. There's a few out here. I really was looking over here where that high pressure zone is. So they're waxing it way out here too. Let me change this here. Let's go to the microphysics, see if that'll stand anything out. Oh man, look, they are. Here's all the aerosols. The dark blue lines are the aerosols from the planes, and the light lines, which I don't really even see any, but kind of like this right here, the yellow would be a bunker fuel ship. We haven't seen any in over a week now. And before that, we had a 3-week mission. Whoa, look at that weird yellow spikes coming down. Never seen that before. So yeah, they started spraying right around midday. Look at that. No bunker fuel ships though whatsoever. All bunker fuel operations ceased for the last week, which means we won't have a weather pattern change for another week or two. Must be the way I got a title. It's supposed to be Solar Storm, then a meteorite hit Texas, and then Cyclone Freddy. We already went over that, all that in the beginning. All right, let me check my camera here. Again. See what's going on with it. I don't have my big telescope going right now. I just got my imaging scope. So the last image should be this one, 955. All right, finally got my camera to settle down, so now I need to go make longer exposures. Let's see if we caught anything. Yeah, now it's starting to film good. Oh, there was something. Ooh, a meteor. We got a meteor exploding. Oh, where'd it go? So we caught a meteor exploding. And then there's another little craft thing right there. Whatever, I don't know what they are. All I know is they're only around Orion. Now it's right here. Constantly, man. It blows my mind every time I film this. The stuff that's flying through up here. What is it about this constellation? There's another one right there. It's going to be up the screen. Look at it. Oh, there's a plane. So now you can tell the difference between whatever these are and an airplane. Huge difference. See, this thing's just going across the sky. Way up there. Finally jets off the screen. Then another one comes through. It's crazy, man, how much stuff is flying around up here. All right, guys. Anyway, I'm going to jump off here. Armor up. Much love. Tomorrow night we'll go over some other stuff. I got a helper coming to help me tomorrow, so hopefully I can get some stuff done around the house. And I don't work so hard I can't do nothing later. If for some reason I don't go live tomorrow night, we'll be over on the backup channel tomorrow night, AGWN. I'll do a morning show or something. Anyway, guys, armor on, eyes to the sky. Much love. And we'll keep fighting, man. We're in a spiritual battle like you don't even know. Anyway, guys, armor on. Much love. And we will catch you tomorrow night or tomorrow morning or something. Much love. And always eyes to the sky.